knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. Our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous, three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous, three is company too.
I am.
How can you do two things at once?
Haven't you ever heard of shake and bake? Oh, hi, officer. Janet, you want to turn the music down a little?
Yeah, sure. Chrissy? We got company. Oh, isn't speeding.
Hi.
Hi. Officer, is there something we can do for you?
Hey, don't I know you from somewhere?
No, I don't think so. Is something wrong?
Oh, yeah. A woman called from across the street to complain. She said you're causing a disturbance.
Oh, our music was too loud, huh?
Well, yeah. And she's also upset because she can't get her husband down off the roof.
Well, she can't blame us for that.
No. Oh, yes, she can. He's up there with binoculars watching these girls dance.
Hey, you know, I know I have seen you somewhere before.
Chrissy, don't bother the nice policeman.
You know, you do look kind of familiar.
I know. What's your name?
Chrissy. Chrissy Snow.
No, my name is Chrissy Snow.
Well, I know. I'm Jay Garfield.
Jay Garfield!
How nice to see you!
So nice to see you, too!
I get the feeling they know each other.
I hope so. I've never seen anybody frisk like that before.
Jack, Janet, this is Jay Garfield, my cousin from San Diego.
Oh, hi.
Well, actually, we're distant cousins.
San Diego's not so far.
No, I meant we were fourth or fifth cousins, not first. My mother's brother's wife, Uncle Bud, is married to your father's stepsister's nephew's Aunt Vi.
Oh, no, that's not right. Uncle Bud is your father's sister's husband's cousin.
Can you follow that?
Yeah, sure, it's the theory of relativity.
But I thought your mother and my uncle...
No, you see, my mother's Aunt Fran is married to your father's aunt stepson, Bill.
Didn't you hear? Bill and Fran got divorced.
No!
Anymore.
Oh, sure we are. Well, you two don't look very much alike.
Jack, you don't have to look alike to be related.
Yeah, my mother and father don't resemble each other at all. Oh, no, I can't. If the Sarge found out I was on a social call, he'd go through the roof.
Oh, yeah, but we haven't seen each other in so long, he'll understand.
Not Sergeant Haverson. He's got it in for me just because I lost something once.
Well, what'd you lose?
My patrol car.
Oh, yeah, they are related. Mm-hmm. No question.
I had to get out and chase a suspect, and, I forgot where I left the car.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, Chrissy... It's been nice seeing you again.
Oh, it's been so nice to see you, too. Let's keep in touch, all right?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, somehow knowing that he's out there protecting me, I don't feel as safe as I used to.
Oh, gosh, I gotta get going.
Where are you going?
Oh, Chrissy, I'm going to this nice little hideaway where you can find mystery and you can find romance and adventure. You even have to have your own card to get in.
Wow, what is it, a private club?
Uh-uh, public library. See you later. Bye.
Boy. Oh, no.
What?
Look, Jay must have dropped his handcuffs when we were hugging. Maybe I can catch him.
No, forget it, Chrissy. He's long gone by now. He'll come back for him, don't worry.
Oh, gosh, I hope it doesn't get in more trouble.
I think every little boy wanted to be a cop when he grew up, you know?
Not the little boys I played with. They all wanted to be doctors. Gosh, I can't get over Jay being a policeman.
Well, you know, maybe it gives him a sense of power. Chrissy Snow, you're coming with me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack Tripper.
No! You're coming with me. Come this way. Oh, walk this way.
Boy, would you hate that look?
Well, it's easy being a cop. I have to... Where's the key?
What key?
Right, yeah. Come on, don't kid around. Where's the key to the handcuffs?
Why would I have a key? They're not my handcuffs.
You don't have a key?
No.
Then why'd you put these handcuffs on me?
I didn't put them on me. You put them on me.
I didn't put them on me. All right, Chrissy, don't panic. All right, now, there must be a key around here. Maybe you dropped it. Let's look for it.
Oh. I'll get it.
Chrissy. Do you have to use that hand to hold the phone?
Jack, if I use my other hand, I'll be listening with my wrong ear.
We know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then we'll go down to the station with them. Oh, yeah, see, but we, but see, Jack, okay, all right. We'll wait for you here. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, when's he coming?
About 3 hours.
Hours? I can't wait that long. I got a date with Brenda at the Regal Beagle.
Well, tell her you can't make it.
Oh, are you kidding? This is Brenda, the human blender.
The human blender?
Yeah. After a date with her, you feel like you've been whipped, chopped, and pureed. You just have to call Jay right back and tell him to get over here. Now, come on.
Well, I can't!
Chrissy! Ow! Why can't you call Jay?
Because he wasn't at the station when he called. He was on special assignment and won't be back for 3 hours.
All right, let's go down to the station. They must have a master key down.
No, Jack! I can't!
Why?
Because the Jay will get in so much trouble from his sergeant if they find out that he left his handcuffs here.
Well, what am I going to do about Brenda?
Well, you can still go on your date.
Oh, right, Chrissy. With you chained to my wrist, you're a little too big to be passed off as a charm bracelet.
Well, I don't see I have much choice.
Don't swing. Just let me think about this. Let me think. Try to figure it out.
Where?
I'm going down to meet Brenda.
Why?
I don't care. Why? It's none of your business.
Jack!
You're getting on my nerves! Hi, Jim.
Oh, hi, kids.
Two tables together, that's perfect. Sit down right there, Chrissy. All right? And I'll sit here. Now, just remember, when Brenda gets here, okay, you just sit there. You don't know me, I don't know you. Okay? Okay? Chrissy, did you hear me?
I don't talk to strangers.
Hi, Jack.
Oh, Brenda, you look so beautiful.
Thank you. Well?
I'm so excited to see you, I don't even know how to sit down.
Thank you. I'm sorry I'm late, but my watch stopped. What time do you have?
Oh, it doesn't matter, you know. Time stands still when I'm with you.
Oh, brother.
Are you ready to order?
I'd like a glass of white wine.
Two white wines? Make that three white wines.
And a tuna fish sandwich.
Three white wines and a tuna fish sandwich.
are you ordering for that girl at the next table?
She's all alone, you know, and she seems like a nice person, and I think she's hungry.
Well, let her order for herself.
Absolutely, you're correct. It'll never happen again, okay?
Sorry. Excuse me. You alone?
No.
Mind if I join you?
I'm already attached.
Come on, Blondie, give me a break, huh?
You heard the lady, pal. Shove off.
Hey. Okay.
Jack, do you know that girl?
I'm just trying to be a good neighbor.
And stay out of her yard.
That'll be $5.25.
Thank you. Explain.
I don't know what you had in mind for tonight, but I am not that kind of girl.
No, I can go to a locksmith. I'll bite him off. No, don't go, Blender. I mean, Brenda. Thanks a lot.
What did I do?
Well, what did I do?
Never mind, Chrissy. Let's just go back to the apartment and wait for Jay, all right?
Okay.
Chrissy, can I get a sweater, please? Come on.
Let me have a Coke. You know those two who just left?
Oh, sure, they come in here all the time.
What are their names, huh?
Why?
I'm going after them.
Yes, Jim. Okay. Yes, I will tell them. Bye.
Oh, my God. I just got the strangest phone call from Jim, the bartender down at the Regal Beagle.
What's so funny?
Well, he said that the two of you were down there handcuffed together. What happened?
It's a long story.
So, it's not important anyway. They're Jay's, and he's coming over in a little while to get us out of them.
Oh, well, he's not the only one who's coming over.
What do you mean?
Well, Jim said there was this cop down there, and he saw the two of you leaving, and he got suspicious, and he's on his way over here.
Here? He's coming here?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, no, that means Jay'll get in more trouble.
Forget about Jay, Chrissy. What about us? That cop must think we're escaped criminals.
Yeah.
We could be thrown in jail. We need tools.
What for?
To get out of these handcuffs. There must be somebody around here who has tools.
Somebody we can trust.
Yeah, or fool.
Oh, come on, Jack. Nobody's that dumb.
Oh, yes, there is.
I better not look too long. I may fall in love.
Hi, Mr. Furley. Can we come in, please?
What's up?
Well, as you may or may not know, this is National Landlord Appreciation Week, so we decided to come down here and appreciate you.
Landlord Appreciation Week? How come I never heard of that?
Well, because you're a landlord. Can't appreciate yourself.
Well, thank you. Here, sit down. Make yourselves comfortable. Yeah, take your sweater.
Handcuffs! Those are handcuffs!
Yeah, you're right! We couldn't fool them.
Are you in trouble with the law?
No. We put these on ourselves. We were just fooling around.
Now, look. I run a clean family building here. I won't put up with anything kinky.
No.
It's nothing like that. It's all just a big dumb mistake.
Yeah, that's right. We came down here to ask your help to get these off.
Oh, why didn't you say so in the first place? I can get those cuffs off in no time flat.
You can't. How?
You may not know it, but when I was younger, they used to call me Fingers Furley. There's not a lock made that I can't pick.
Darn!
What's the matter, Fingers?
It's locked.
easy. Just slow down. Relax.
I got it. Jack, you won't mind shaving your arms, will you?
Shave my arms?
Yeah, you'll have to. Otherwise, the blowtorch will burn your hair right up to your elbow. Blowtorch?
Oh, hi, guys. Hey, I thought Furley was going to get those off you.
Thank Janet. You're talking about the man who tries to fix a leaky faucet with pruning shears. Oh, yeah. He's going to use a blowtorch. There's no way.
Well, listen, I was thinking the Regal Beagle is one little block from here, right?
Okay,
if that policeman is not here by now, it must be a false alarm. He isn't coming.
You mean he hasn't come up there yet?
No, Chrissy, I'm up there by myself. I think it's safe for you guys to come home now.
Oh, let's go. Come on, let's go.
This baby will cut those cuffs like a hot knife through butter. Jack? Chrissy?
Boy, it's so good to be home.
Yeah, I'd feel a lot better if we could get these cuffs off.
Well, look, the worst is over. Why don't you just sit down and relax?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get it.
Who is it?
The police.
Oh! That's not Jay's voice.
Janet, get rid of him. Chrissy, let's hide in the kitchen. Get rid of him.
Jack, what? Hello?
Excuse me, ma'am. Do Jack Tripper and Chrissy Snow live here?
Yes. But they aren't here right now.
Huh?
As a matter of fact, I've no idea when they'll be back. It might be hours, or days, or weeks.
Get under the table.
Maybe I'll just look around, huh?
Well, you can't look in there, officer.
Why not?
Because.
Because?
Because he's eating cake.
That's right, officer. Would you like to eat some cake?
Never mind the cake. Didn't I see you at the Regal Beagle handcuffed to a blonde?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. It's just a little game we play, you know. I mean, those are actually their toy handcuffs.
Toy handcuffs?
Yes, that's right. Otherwise, we'd still be attached, wouldn't we?
See that, officer? It was just a silly game.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Why are you wearing those gloves?
Oh, these gloves? Oh, well, you see, I always like to do the dishes after I eat, you see. So what I do is I put these gloves on while I'm eating, and that way I save a lot of time. Isn't that right, Jack?
Yes, that's definitely right, Jack.
Well, I'm sorry I bothered you folks, sir. I'll be on my way.
Oh, I'll show you out right this way, officer. Come on. Is he gone?
Yeah, everything's all right.
No, it isn't.
What do you mean?
You ate all my cake.
Yeah, so long. Thanks for coming by. It's okay, guys. You can come out. He's gone.
Gone?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Jack, where are we going?
To the bathroom.
Oh, no!
Chrissy, I want to go in there and wash my face and get the cake off it. Do you mind? Come on.
Okay. I'll get it. Oh, it's you. Long time no see!
I think maybe I'll look around the rest of the apartment, huh?
Oh, well, we have a very small apartment here, officer. Just two teeny-weeny bedrooms, and that's all.
It won't take long, will it?
Well...
Jack, I'm here to cut the...
roast beef!
Roast beef?
Yes, roast beef. This is Mr. Furley, our landlord. And he cuts all the roast beef in the building.
With a blowtorch?
Yes, with a blowtorch. He cuts and cooks at the same time.
What's that?
I didn't hear anything.
Well, I gotta run.
I gotta go. There's a rump roast in 304.
What's in there?
In there? Oh, nothing. It's just a bathroom. With a leaky faucet.
Leaky faucet, huh?
It's a big leak. Ah! You
didn't realize.
Get out of here before I call the police. I'll get out right now.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm terribly sorry.
Officer, excuse me. Sorry, officer. Excuse me.
Somehow I thought taking a shower with you would be more exciting.
Get out of here. No!
Let's dry off, Chrissy. I must have dropped it in the bathroom. I'll go get it.
No, I'll get it. Officer,
excuse me, lady. I forgot my hat. If you'll just hand it to me, I'll be on my way.
Okay, but don't look.
Oh, no, I won't. Thanks. You're welcome.
Oh, officer, I can explain. There's really...
You have plenty of time to explain where you're going. You're coming with me.
No, wait.
Wait a minute. Jay, I'm so glad you're here.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm taking him down to the station.
On what charge?
Suspicion of everything.
I just don't understand. Oh, Jay, please, tell him they're your handcuffs. Oh, good.
Those are your handcuffs, Garfield?
Well, actually, you see, what happened, Mike, was I accidentally left them here.
Yeah, we accidentally got stuck in them.
So now everything's okay and you can go, huh?
Wait till I tell the guys down at the station about this one. You lost your own cuff.
Oh, Mike, please don't say anything. The sarge will have my badge if he finds out about this.
Officer, please give him a break. He's my cousin.
Now, that really makes sense because only a relative of his could be dumb enough to lock themselves in handcuffs.
Now, wait.
Please don't tell him.
I'm sorry, lady.
Please.
This is too good to keep to myself. I'll see you later, Garfield.
Oh, Mike. Shh. Now I am in big trouble.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. When the sarge finds out about this, when Mike tells him what happened...
He's not going to tell.
Oh, yes, he is. I mean, what could be worse than leaving your handcuffs in somebody's apartment?
Leaving your badge in somebody's apartment.
I left my badge, too?
No, but he did.
Bye.
Take care.
Come back.
Oh, gosh. I must say, I'm glad it's over.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out of these wet clothes.
Okay. Yeah,
me too.
Jack, your bedroom is in there.
I know, but I figured since we took a shower together, it'd be no big deal.
It's a big deal.
Oh, come on, Chrissy. What's so funny?
I'm sorry. I was just thinking about you and Chrissy getting yourselves locked together in a pair of handcuffs. What a dumb thing to do.
It is not dumb, Janet. It could happen to anybody.
No, it couldn't, Jack. Not to somebody who uses their head.
Janet, is something crawling on the back of your hand? Leave a dumb there, Janet. Real dumb.
It wasn't dumb, Jack. You tricked me into it. There's a difference.
I didn't trick you. I was talking about your other hand. Look! Three's Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.